All the regional Native nonprofits in the state, which represent most of the tribes in Alaska, have issued a joint statement asking Governor Bill Walker to change his position in the court case to Nunik II versus the state of Alaska. They say Walker's position will make it very difficult for tribal members to adopt Native children. But as KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, the state says it's only arguing for compliance with a U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
The case involves an Alaska Native child called Baby Dawn in court records, her Native grandmother Elise of the village of Tununuk, and Baby Dawn's non-Native former foster and now adoptive parents, the Smiths of Anchorage. Under the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, Alaska Native children must be placed for adoption with their relatives or tribal members unless good cause is shown it's in the child's interests to do otherwise. But the Alaska Supreme Court ruled in September to allow the Smiths' petition to adopt to override Grandmother Elise's stated wish to adopt her granddaughter. Lloyd Miller, a partner with Sanoski Chamber Saxe, Miller & Munson, represents Elise in the case.
For 30 years, it has been the practice that all an individual had to do, a grandmother, an aunt, was to raise their hand and tell the Office of Children's Services, I would like to take care of my niece. I would like to take care of my granddaughter, my grandson. And that was enough to trigger all of the Indian Child Welfare Act's requirements, which include home studies, determining whether the home will be safe and a good placement for the child.
But in Tununuk II versus Alaska, the state successfully argued that a 2013 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court requires the formal filing of a petition to adopt to trigger ICWA preferences. A petition to adopt requires legal assistance from attorneys, which tribes say creates a costly obstacle for people in remote communities. Grandmother Elise had not filed a petition to adopt. The Smiths did. Attorney Kenneth Kirk represents the Smiths.
Our position is the court's made its decision. The decision is consistent with the adoptive couple baby girl case from the U.S. Supreme Court, which it really has to follow. I mean, they don't have a choice. This is a federal law, and the U.S. Supreme Court's interpreted it. There's not a whole lot that the Alaska Supreme Court can do with that, whether they like it or not.
That's not so on two counts, according to tribal attorneys. First, says Miller,
the adoptive couple versus baby girl decision from the United States Supreme Court never said that before these placement preferences apply, a grandmother or an aunt has to file a formal adoption petition. It doesn't say that. The state is making it up.
Rather, he says, the ruling requires would-be adoptive parents to take formal steps to adopt.
All that the adoptive couple decision says is that for the placement preferences to apply, a person has to at least speak up and say they want to adopt. And certainly, the grandmother in this case raised her hand, appeared in court, and said she wanted to adopt.
Second, the Alaska Supreme Court does have the authority to reverse its earlier ruling, according to Tanana Chiefs Conference General Counsel Natasha Singh. She says not only do the attorneys on the side of Elise and the village of Tununuk agree on that count, so does the U.S. Department of Justice, which has joined the suit on their side.
It's absolutely unheard of that Department of Justice would file amicus. We met with the Department of Justice 2 weeks ago. And they feel so strongly that the state of Alaska and Alaska Supreme Court got this wrong that they filed amicus.
Still, the Smiths' attorney, Kenneth Kirk, says Baby Dawn now is almost 7 years old and has been with the Smiths since she was a year and a half. He says tribes should find another test case.
As you can imagine, I mean, if you had a case hanging over your head where there was some possibility your child would be taken away from you, it kind of wears you down. I mean, that's tough on people. It's tough on any parent. I really wish we could end it and find some other way to resolve this.
Singh says the case at this point is more about the issues than the individual adoption of Baby Dawn. She says if the Alaska Supreme Court decides to reverse its decision, the Baby Dawn case would go back to a lower court. There, Singh says, the trial court would decide whether there is just cause to remove Baby Dawn from the Smith family.
All we're asking is for the policy that the Alaska Supreme Court came out with in Tununuk 2 to be reversed. That does not necessarily mean the child will be removed from its current placement.
The governor's press secretary, Grace Jang, says the Alaska Department of Law is reviewing the case. The village of Tununuk requested a rehearing in the case. Briefs to the Alaska Supreme Court on that request are due Monday. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.